Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, a number of years ago, my husband Ron was in the midst of negotiating a large contract with a new client. The negotiations had reached a particularly delicate and challenging stage, during which time the client requested that his team of executives join together with Ron on a conference call to discuss several remaining issues. Well, Ron knew that it might be a challenging call, so he took extra care preparing in advance, and he also sought counsel from his boss in advance. Well, the time for the call arrived. It was indeed a lengthy discussion, which grew more and more stressful with each issue discussed. And just as the executives were pressuring Ron on a particular issue and things were getting a little bit stormy with their voices and verbiage and volume displaying a high level of intensity, across Ron's computer screen came an email that simply said, "I am here." It was his boss, who had quietly slipped onto the call unbeknownst to Ron or the clients. His boss wanted to encourage him that he had Ron's back and that he was ready to help if it was needed. Well, thankfully, Ron was able to solve the client's problems, answer all their questions, and the deal was completed and everyone was satisfied. But Ron was so grateful to know that in the midst of the storm, his boss was there. Well, you know, the Apostle Peter discovered what it is like to go through a literal storm, and he learned an important lesson about how to survive it and who has his back. You know, Peter and several disciples had just been with Jesus and had seen and participated in Jesus' feeding of the 5,000. You'll remember that. Actually, it was well more than 5,000 people when you added the women and children who were fed by Jesus that day. And you'll remember they were fed from a young boy's lunch, just 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. And you remember that Jesus multiplied that miraculously, such that 5,000, 8,000, 10,000 people were fed from just 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread, and that the disciples had participated in distributing that miraculous lunch. They had just finished that miracle, just finished participating in that, when in Matthew chapter 14, we find the instance of the storm. In Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 22, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by waves because the wind was against it. Well, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. Do not be afraid. I am here.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind and he was afraid of it, he began sinking and cried out, 'Lord, save me!' Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith, why do you doubt?'" Oh, Peter and the others in the boat had just a few weeks earlier, you might remember, been in a similar storm out on that same lake, the Sea of Galilee, where Jesus at that time had been in the boat with them, remember? But he had fallen asleep, only to be awakened by the disciples who were hollering and screaming and terrified that they were going to die in that storm. And Jesus got up, he spoke to the winds and the waves and calmed them. Now, he had done that just a few weeks before. And now, Peter and his buddies were in a boat, but Jesus wasn't with them. They were in the middle of this storm, struggling for hours through the fourth watch, it says, to stay afloat and not allow the ship to capsize as the storm raged around them. They were terrified of the storm, but even more terrified when they saw a figure walking on the water coming toward them. They thought it was a ghost. Well, Max Lucado, in his book Fearless, writes this in response to that situation. Yes, they, the disciples, didn't expect Jesus to come to them this way. Neither do we. We expect him to come in the form of peaceful hymns or Easter Sundays or quiet retreats. We expect to find Jesus in morning devotionals, church suppers, and meditation. We never expect to see him in a bear market, a pink slip, a lawsuit, a foreclosure, or war. We never expect to see him in a storm. But it is in the storms that he does his finest work. For it is in the storms that he has our keenest attention. You see, Jesus replied to the disciples' fear with an invitation worthy of inscription on every church cornerstone and residential archway. Quote, "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Power inhabits those words. To awaken in an ICU and hear your husband say, "I am here." To lose your retirement yet feel the support of your family in the words, "We are here." When a little leaguer spots mom and dad in the bleachers watching the game, "I am here" changes everything. Perhaps that's why God repeats the "I am here" pledge to us so often. So what storms do you face today? Is it in your personal life? Maybe something in your health where things just aren't right? You've got concerns and fears? Is it with a loved one? Their health is not good and you are worried. Is it in your workplace? At your job, in your business, where things are just not going well at all and the storm is raging? Perhaps it's in a relationship that you're in with a loved one and you're in the midst of a storm. You care about them all around you. The waves are tossing. Well, most all of us have some area of life where we have been riding out a storm for so long that we've almost given up hope. And Jesus is saying now, open your eyes, look intently, and you will see him, Jesus. He is the one who walks toward you in your storm. He is walking toward you in the midst of this. He's not shouting instructions or giving advice from the shore. No, he's walking toward you in the midst of the storm, saying, "Do not be afraid. Take courage. I am here." Jesus is the commander of every storm. So fix your eyes and your mind and your thoughts fully on him when you're afraid in the midst of it. As Max Lucado has said, this might be your first rodeo, might be your first flight, but it's certainly not Jesus's. He is saying to us today, "I am here." Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.